A major zoning update for regulating wireless communications facilities like towers is advancing through Petersburg's municipal process. The Borough Assembly approved a heavily amended version of the ordinance earlier this month, drawing criticism from residents and even Assembly members who unanimously voted to continue moving the measure forward. KFSK's Olivia Rose has more just before another round of deliberation tonight that could send the regulations into borough code.
The proposal is a 17-page zoning ordinance updating Petersburg's regulations for wireless communication facilities like towers. Petersburg zoning code dates back to the 80s, before cell phones and broadband internet. Now, as telecommunications companies plan for more infrastructure in town, the borough is trying to update its local regulations to determine where those facilities can go and under what conditions. Federal law limits how restrictive the regulations can be. The ordinance would establish new development standards, permitting requirements, and setback distances for the facilities. But the proposed local legislation has undergone a number of changes. An earlier version of the ordinance failed in June with a tie vote. It was rewritten, brought back, and amended 5 times. Then, during its second reading earlier this month, Assembly members made 10 more amendments. The plethora of revisions drew criticism from Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger, even as he voted to keep the measure moving forward.
During my time on the Assembly, I've never seen 15 amendments on an ordinance. My take is, if we have to do 15 amendments, we should have not brought it forward until it was done. It's not a good ordinance, it's not a good piece of legislation, so I wanted to be very clear on the record. I think this process is and has been deeply flawed in how we got there.
The changes removed redundant language, but also eliminated a few technical development standards, requirements for tower removal, and the borough's direct say in ordering changes to tower design. Other amendments clarified previous revisions, added in reasons for some required buffers, and also confirmed a contested 500-foot setback between the facilities and certain sensitive areas. The changes come as the borough continues wrestling with a balancing act for the new regulations. Many residents are pushing for stricter rules on where towers can be built, while telecommunications companies argue some rules would make it harder to provide service or violate federal law. Those competing priorities carried into a lengthy public hearing. Petersburg resident Becky Knight said the amendments seemed to address companies rather than the community.
I do not see any amendments that address public concerns.
She urged Assembly members to reconsider the list of sensitive areas that got simmered down to just existing schools and licensed childcares, and the related setback reduction, which shrunk from 1,500 feet to 500. Several other residents shared a similar position, including Judy Omer.
There's a lot out there in the community that care about these towers and where they're located. We know we can't say just no towers. But gosh, give us the setbacks. It affects you all too.
She says the changes are leaving her to worry that Petersburg is becoming, in her words, open season for the telecom companies. Much of the public testimony also emphasized health concerns related to radio frequency emissions. But federal law says local governments can't regulate wireless facilities based on emissions that meet federal standards. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci said the whole ordinance doesn't read well. But he still defended the revisions and the ordinance, saying they were trying to thread the needle between community concerns and federal law. Mucci called the ordinance a first step for community protection.
You know, this might not be 100% protect the community, but I think it's going to get us to a point where we can continue to look at it. And if we need to make adjustments to it as we go along, I'm willing to do that.
The Assembly unanimously approved the amendments and advanced the ordinance to a third reading, where members are expected to make additional changes before a final vote. Their decision at the next Assembly meeting on July 20th could send the new regulations into Petersburg's zoning code. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Olivia Rose.
Petersburg's Borough Assembly will vote on the tower zoning ordinance for what could be its final reading tonight. The Assembly has several other measures to consider, too, including a petition to provide an age 70 and up senior sales tax exemption, an ordinance to make a service area at Thomas Bay, another installing nepotism standards for elected officials, and whether to seek state loans for wastewater requirements. The Assembly meets tonight at 6 o'clock in the Assembly chambers. KFSK will broadcast that meeting live.